head coach of the University of Alberta Golden Bears hockey team. Serge Lozois joins us again. Serge, how you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you?
Well, I'm surprised, honestly. I was kind of blown away by the stat that, you know, in the loss in Winnipeg against the Bisons. I think the first time the Bears have been swept in two games since like 1926. Basically, it never happened before. And I know as a coach, you know, that's not a great thing. Was it just bad luck? Did you outplay him and you got into a hot goaltender, or what happened in those two games?
Definitely Friday. We just weren't ready to play, ready to compete. You know what, it seemed like when we were turning the puck over, we just weren't committing to getting back into our structure to kind of limit their chances. They were very fortunate, scored on their chances, you know, 7 goals on 21 shots. You know, I think any coach will take that average, shooting average over the course of 60 minutes. Saturday was a case where, you know, we bounced back. Looking at the stats, you know, we only spent over the course of a 60-minute game 6 minutes in a D zone, and we spent over 23 minutes in the offensive zone. We just weren't able to capitalize on our chances. And I think a lot of credit has to go to Manitoba. They play us hard. They play a system with a big they're a very big team, and we just weren't as committed as we needed to be to play the game the right way and play in the trenches.
That is a phenomenal statistic as far as playing in the defensive zone for that few minutes in a game. Was that the lowest number of minutes you played in the defensive zone all year?
Yeah, it's right up there. And when we evaluate how we play, because our objective is to play the game fast, so we want to get back into our zone quickly and get our second man quick in there so that we can transition the puck on a turnover. And when we are successful, we're usually around that, you know, two and a half minutes a period. We want to limit that as much as possible, obviously, with, you know, depending on penalties and whatnot, it kind of influences that stat a little bit. But no, we were right up there in terms of one of our best games. So, you know, you always try to draw the positives and pull some of those out of a weekend where, you know, it was a bit of a nightmare, you know, on to Golden Bear standards, come out with no points out of Winnipeg. But our guys in certain aspects played very well. We just have to heighten our attention to details, and I think it allowed us to refocus this week, getting ready for UBC.
Serge Lozois joins us, and Serge, you get ready for them, and you get ready for a real long stretch of games at home. You barely played at home ice. How has that impacted your team, do you think?
You know what, I'm not too sure. Like, I know early on, being away from home, it allows you to kind of create a good bond with the players, establish some structure, have some meetings, talk, you know, do a lot of video. So establish a lot of the important parts of that team building concept and creating that culture and whatnot. So it was good early, but I think the guys are ready to just be at home and have a regular Friday schedule where they're able to go to class. You know, they get themselves ready. They come to the rink in the comforts of Claire Drake Arena. So we're really looking forward to, first and foremost, take advantage of home ice, but an opportunity for us to reestablish the kind of game that we need to play and play with a lot more determination.
Serge Lozois joins us. Now, Serge, you played in that barn for many years. And are the dimensions, like, because it's a little bit smaller, is there any, and maybe you don't want to give it away, but are there advantages in certain plays to run on the smaller ice surface?
You know, you have to be careful in terms of your puck placement. Sometimes, you know, rimming a puck out of the zone with the square corners, it can be a little tricky. The corners come up very quickly. So, like, for the style of play that we want to play, we get in, you know, get pucks behind our D. It allows us to get our pressure on the puck a lot quicker. You know, it really forces you to have to make decisions quicker and not only play fast, but think fast. So in terms of an advantage, I know, you know, we talk about the comfort of playing in Claire Drake. For us, you know, we practice here 4 days a week. We know what the ice conditions are like. We know what the favorable bounces, where they are, you know, off the end boards and whatnot. But at the end of, you know, having said all of that, we still have to be able to have a healthy respect for our opponent and make sure that we play the game the right way and put pucks in an area. And that's where being in the Clair Drake, we know where to put the pucks in, okay, so we can get on it quickly.
Okay. Now, opposing teams, they always have a few new players that come in. You talked about the square corners, Serge. Do you dump pucks into certain? Do you guys dump pucks in at a certain angle? Wondered if maybe a new defenseman playing his first game there will get caught off guard by where the puck goes.
Yeah, and that's especially early on in the first half when we know that there's first-year players. We look to really put pressure on their D, have them to force them to turn around and have to defend, you know, facing the end board. So we will look to run pucks behind their D a lot more. We'll look for that cross-ice dump and knowing that we've got a guy on his toes ready to jump on those loose pucks. So it's part of the game plan for sure. And, you know, and once that's established, typically what happens is we're able to soften their defenseman off the blue line, and then we're able to attack with a little bit more speed and make some plays on zone entry instead of trying to play behind them early on and get pucks behind their D and then play from behind them.
Well, Serge, one final one for you. Health-wise, how are you heading into the weekend?
No, we're healthy. You know, we've got a full complement of players. You know, guys, again, the Christmas break was very good. We had three key injuries heading into the Christmas break. Those guys are back. So we've got our full lineup. We're looking forward to the weekend, and we're looking forward to getting back into, like I mentioned a few times here, playing the game the Golden Bear way.
Well, best of luck. I know fans will be jacked up to finally get to see the team back at home.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they pack it. The first 200 fans get some mac and cheese, so they won't leave hungry, that's for sure.
Well, buddy, that's pretty much a staple dinner for all the university students, so they'll probably be flooding down to the Drake.
Add some tuna to that, and it's a delicacy.
I love that. Now I'm hungry. I got to go get some. Majot's drooling at the station. I can hear him right now. Thanks, Serge. Have a good one. Good luck.
Thanks for having me on.